This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You are mayor of the capital city where the most recent terrorist attack has taken place. How many of those 400 have come back to London?
The estimate is just over half.
So when you where
look
are
at,
they?
When you look at, well, when you look at the...
No, but seriously,
how
where are they?
How are we letting people back in to the UK who haven't just been trained? They've actually fought, potentially against our troops. How are we letting them back in without knowing exactly where they are and what they're up to? Because out of all the thousands of people that we're concerned about, surely those who've actually gone to fight are the biggest risk.
Well, that's one of the reasons why it doesn't make sense for the government to be cutting resources
but
from those...
But where are they? You're the mayor of this capital city. Where are they?
I can't follow 400 people. What I can do is make sure policies,
can't?
Because what we can do though is make sure that the resources for the police and the experts.
Why can't
people.
You instruct the police? Why can't you call Cressida Dick right now and say every one of those people who's come back from a war zone who's in London, I want them followed.
Let me see why. Because the Met Police budget, roughly speaking, 15% to 20% is funded by me, the mayor. The rest comes from central government. If the Met Police budget is being shrunk and reduced, they've got to prioritise and use their resources in a sensible, savvy
what
way.
What could be a bigger priority than people coming back from a Syrian battlefield with intent to harm British citizens?
First
Why
sure.
is it not the number one priority? Why are these people just allowed to come back in the first place, and then the London mayor doesn't appear to have a clue where any of them are? I mean, no disrespect to you, but where are they?
Well, that's one of the questions that obviously the police and security services are.
Yeah, but you're the mayor.
But this chap here.
Yeah, so you're the mayor of London.
Sure, but can I say, look, the three men responsible for the attack on Saturday night hadn't come from overseas. They were, for all intents and purposes, integrated into our way of life.
Britain and Piers Morgan, of course, keeping the heat on the mayor of London, after. You know, what's been happening in London and Manchester, it makes you wonder, you know, does Donald Trump have a point? You know, Scott, as we were talking about earlier, you know, a lot of criticism of Trump when he makes a statement, he sends out a tweet. But what I'm finding, and again, this is all a matter of what, you know, how you want to perceive things. But oftentimes what I'm finding is that Donald Trump is ahead of it. I mean, he has a point. And you discover later on that, whoa, okay, this makes sense. But, you know, of course, the media is, you know, they can't figure because they've already committed themselves and you know, want to, you know, be critical of the president. But, you know, think about it. He, you know, here he's on his own, you know, Good Morning London show, and which you would think would be a friendly area. And it's obvious that he can't answer the questions. It was, you know, you just wanted to cringe a little bit. Now, keep in mind, this is the same mayor who previously passed up opportunities, according to one report, to crack down on radical Muslims in both word and deed. In September, the Muslim mayor famously stated that terrorism was part and parcel of life in a big city. This is his worldview. I mean, this is like Baltimore, right? You know, people have a right. They're all pent up and don't do anything. Just let them destroy the city because... you know, they deserve it or somehow. And maybe the city deserves it and its citizens and everybody else. So, you know, that's okay. You know, that kind of thinking. It's like, where does that come from? I mean, how idiotic is this? And then, of course, recently, the mayor told the people of London, there's no reason to be alarmed over a massive police presence following the gruesome Saturday night attack, which left 7, now they say 8, and nearly 50 others injured. This is his perception. And again, you know, this is, I guess... what we're talking about here in the United States is that we're afraid to call it for what it is, all because of political correctness. We don't want to offend somebody. But meanwhile, you know, last time I checked, I think getting your head, you know, cut off or being stabbed is a bit offensive, you know, by comparison. Just saying. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. What do you think? Let us know your thoughts at B Martinez Live. It is 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
But James Comey's advanced testimony backing the president's claims he was never under investigation, and he was told that. But the liberal media telling a whole different story in some respects.
We're hearing often from reports inside the White House that he just doesn't listen.
But I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of smoke and there are a lot of alarm bells.
And this is a code red situation for the Trump presidency, an emergency situation that's not going to go away. And therefore, it's a code red situation for the country.
So I guess it's a code red situation to Dan Rather. I guess someone should hit him. I think he was stuck on something. So why the disconnect? Here to debate, former director of strategic communications for Hillary Clinton, Adrian Elrod, and the GOP strategist we like to call Lisa Booth, and a Fox News contributor. Adrian, what do you take from the media coverage of what James Comey released yesterday?
Look, by no means is Donald Trump out of the woods yet. Mike Flynn, his former national security advisor, is still under investigation. Officials from his campaign are still under investigation. And Robert Mueller, special counsel Robert Mueller, is still very much looking into Donald Trump and what kind of collusion he may have had with Russia. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions. I hope we'll get more of those answers today with Mr. Comey's testimony.
Right. But if with President Trump were rang to me, Lisa, is that he wants to get stuff done. And he really feels as though inside Washington, you guys would know better, there's that cloud holding back his agenda. He said, release me and continue the investigation. Is that what you walked away with?
Well, yeah, and the former FBI director, James Comey, also stated in his written testimony both three times that the president himself is not under investigation, and also that this is a counterintelligence investigation as opposed to a criminal investigation. That being said, I don't think the president has helped himself. A lot of these conversations he probably just should have never had in the beginning, although even liberal law professors like Jonathan Turley have said that it does not amount to obstruction of justice. But I do think there's a danger here for the media as well as Democrats for really overplaying their hand. You look at the Harvard-Harris poll, and the majority of Americans believe that there is fake news out there. There was a BuzzFeed article not too long ago about Democrats on background talking to this reporter about concerns that they are overplaying their hand regarding the Russia investigation. So I do think there's a danger for the Democratic Party to really overreach, particularly when you have Senator Dianne Feinstein, who has said that there's no evidence of collusion. Even someone like Representative Maxine Waters, who has pushed conspiracy theories before, saying on record that there's no evidence of collusion.
All right, Adrian, having said that, just to bring up the Jonathan Turley, the quote that stuck with me was, we don't indict or impeach people for being boorish or clueless or simply being Donald Trump. So you're not in legal trouble, but Mr. President, that you shouldn't have been doing that. Adrian, what do you expect to hear today? If I was to give you an opportunity to ask a couple of questions after reading what Comey said.
Well, first of all, I would want to know what sort of pressure Mr. Comey felt that Donald Trump was giving him in all of the meetings that they had. You know, Donald Trump met with Mr. Comey 9 times. Several of those conversations were just one-on-one with Mr. Comey, which is very, which is something I would certainly not want to put myself in if I was the President of the United States. So what we want to know from Mr. Comey is what sort of pressure did he feel from the President? Did he feel any pressure tactics that made him feel that he had to do any sort of, that he had to do anything to influence the investigation in the President's favor?
And I can tell by your tone, you're like some Democrat, a lot of Democrats who say, I'm not too pleased with him either. And Lisa, real quick, what would you ask?
I'd like to get some clarity over his written testimony, and also I think it was the May 3rd testimony when he said that he had never felt politically pressured to not investigate, or you know, felt political pressure in this investigation. So I'd like to get some clarity around those comments, and I'd also like to hear from him about some of the leaks that we've been seeing that have undermined our national security as well.
Right. Someone was seeing these memos and calling up the New York Times and Washington Post. Man, it's unbelievable. It's like the intelligence agencies on some level have turned on this White House.
Well, it will be interesting. I think we can only be hopeful that we would get some answers. But even in the pre-release statement that the FBI director, former FBI director James Comey, put out there, it would seem on the surface to vindicate Trump. But the media is doing everything they can. Just like I think Comey has absolutely beguiled them, whether, you know, it's talking, you know, about Hillary Clinton and the situation, you know, during the campaign or even now along the way. It's like, OK, who is the real James Comey? Can he stand up here? And we shall see what we shall see and know for sure. And then all the punditry can go by the wayside. Or at least most of it, because it's clearly, Scott, they're not going to answer all the questions. I mean, he's going to be under oath. We run into the national security issues all the time, so there's only going to be so much he can say. But I think he's said enough in regard to you know, what the media has tried to, you know, fan the flame, how they've tried to fan some flame that's not even there. You know, and it cracks me up because somebody's going, well, there's lots of smoke. What are you talking about? Where's lots of smoke? You know, it's like, wait a minute, if that is your perception, maybe you need to reevaluate your perception here because you're going overboard. And what happens is you begin to look hysterical and like you're off the reservation with the, you know, your thought process here. I mean, we need our legislators to be, especially people that are involved in this kind of investigation, to be measured. Let's get the facts out there. Let's find out what's going on here. But, you know, we're going through the dance. And as I said before and again, you know, every time we get into this, I go, okay, we're spending all this money with, you know, of course, we're doing this right now. This is a Senate hearing, but with a special prosecutor. And we're spending all this extra money for one reason. And that's just to, you know, quiet the progressives, to quiet the mainstream media. You know, okay, let's just go ahead. Let's just call the question. You guys have been pounding your chest long enough and making up all these stories and throwing out all this fake news and trying to make Comey into somebody that he's not. And so in a sense, I mean, this is about his integrity, too, and what he's going to stand for. I mean, if, in fact, the president broke the law, then it behooved him by law to respond to it. So I doubt that James Comey, I really sincerely doubt that James Comey thought that he was that the president had broken the law in any form, fashion. Otherwise, he knew it very clearly. He would have gone straight to the DOJ, not PASCO, not collect $200, reported, because that is his duty as the FBI director. He is compelled to do such. So, smart enough guy, he didn't do it because it wasn't there. There's no there. You know, there's no beef. I'm telling you. Okay? But the mainstream media and these radicals and people that want to obstruct our government do everything they can to derail this president and derail any kind of success. Unfortunately, because of the partisanship of the D.C. and what it's become, you know, we the people are suffering. You know, we're the ones that in Main Street America, they're looking for a job. They want to provide for our families. And it's all being delayed in one form or another because of jealousy and because you know, they cannot reconcile how someone like Donald Trump could come in and defeat, you know, not so much that it doesn't bother them that he defeated 17 other Republicans, but, you know, still kind of amazing. I mean, just doing that fact is most incredible. But then he goes on to overcome, you know, probably the most powerful political machine on the planet in the form of the Clintons. and basically destroys her. And now he's president of the United States, and they're all in shock, and they just can't believe it. So that's what really all this is about. It's therapy for them, and we're paying for it. It's an expensive psychology session. I think we could have just had them go see Krautheimer for a while, huh? What do you think? I'm just saying. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for joining us. The conversation continues. Much more to discuss. And, of course, we got the experts that you love to hear from, the people that got the facts, Jack. And they're going to be here with us, too. So stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Can
conservatives called this election because they believed they were going to win by a mile. But a number of things have happened in the last couple of months that mean the chance of a far-left government here in the UK is far closer than ever before. Theresa May effectively inherited power from David Cameron when he lost the Brexit negotiation, the Brexit vote last year. And she has now said that she wants political capital, her own momentum going into Brexit negotiations. But she has been accused of failing to inspire the people here, of numerous political U-turns, and as such, she has been called the UK's right-wing Hillary Clinton. Front-runner against her is Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. He's a left-wing socialist, verging on Marxist. He's been called the Bernie Sanders of the UK. He said that he would never press the nuclear button. He wants to nationalise rail and water sectors, dramatically raise taxes and increase benefits. His own party held a vote of no confidence against him, but in a matter of weeks, he has managed to close the gap. Recent terror attacks in London and Manchester have, as you say, taken centre stage here, twice suspending the election campaigning. Jeremy Corbyn has blamed the UK's foreign policy for attacks like these, and he even supports dialogue with terrorists like the IRA and Hamas. But this election is, at least today, being touted as a triumph of democracy over terrorism. But what does this mean for the relationship between the UK and the US? Well, under May, the relationship would stay very much the same, this strong, special relationship. But under Jeremy Corbyn, you can expect a 180 in foreign policy. He has spoken out in no uncertain terms against US foreign policy, in fact, even about the Trump administration. And that would mean a vastly changed partnership with the US in the fight against terrorism, as with other things. And so, while at the moment the polls do suggest Theresa May will still win, it is so much closer than before, and polls have been wrong. Look at Brexit, look at President Trump's own election. So for today, at least, here in the UK, people really holding their breath.
As to what's going on in England today, as they are voting, whether it'll be Theresa May or Corbyn, but it looks like Theresa May should win. But you know, she was hoping to have such a mandate and gain some political capital from this, and of course all interrupted because of the terrorist attacks. And this has been unfortunate, but I would think, you know, Scott, I'm telling you, I would think that because they were attacked, you would sense that there was some nationalism, some pride there that would have been in Theresa May's favor. You know, some things I think maybe because of the distractions, maybe this has opened the door, and it's hard to think that people are going to say, you know, hey, let's raise the taxes. I mean, London is expensive enough as it is. You know, as is the case with politicians, you offer a bunch of free stuff, and people are going to go for the free stuff without really thinking that somebody's got to pay for it. And it may not be a direct, deduction, you know, from their check, although that could be part and parcel of it. But some of this stuff is rather subtle. You know, when you go purchase products, they're going to find ways to raise the money because that's what they have to do in order to make it work. Otherwise, they're like California, bankrupt, but in denial that they're bankrupt. But they keep offering free stuff so that they can keep getting elected. And at some point, you think the yellow brick road is going to fall off into the abyss here because there's just not enough there. Even as, the famous Margaret Thatcher says that, you know, the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of, other people's money. And, but here they are, they're willing to think about it again and talk about it. So I thought it was an interesting comparison in talking about Corbyn, being the Bernie Sanders of Britain.
My favorite part is that he, in the report, is that he had a vote, a lack of confidence vote.
By his own party.
By his own party.
What does that tell you?
That's kind of funny to me.
Yeah. Well, and here he is, but he's a player. And of course, as the reporter said, as been the case, whether it was Brexit and here in the United States as well, the polling evidence is not all that accurate, even though they say you've got a plus or minus error factor of anywhere from 3 to 5%, which is minuscule. But you've got to really take a look and make sure that, you've got a proper cross sample. And this is, I think, what was getting the Democrats in trouble here in the United States, particularly as they kept interviewing and, documenting their own people. Well, like anything, you watch something on the tube and, and they divided between Democrat, Republican, and independents, their response to certain remarks. Well, you got a Democratic worldview, and if it feeds the Democratic worldview, their numbers spike. if it, you know, and just as much as it, if it feeds the Republican point of view, then that number spikes. I mean, you know, that's just the nature of our own interest and our own perception. The challenge is that can we find some reason in between? You know, even like yesterday, we were having another spirited conversation about climate change. And I'm saying, look, I'm all for it. I just want to know the facts. And I'm looking to scientists who are committed to true science and continue to ask questions. And I think there's many questions that have not been answered. The problem, unfortunately, with this whole climate change debate is it started on a false premise. And the false premise are false facts anyway. They jury-rigged the whole introduction of it. So they lack credibility. And then you bring on, you know, Al Gore with Inconvenient Truth. There's, inconsistencies there. There's no apology for it. It's just excuse. You know, nobody's willing to say, okay, hey, look, we got, you know, we're a little bit wrong here. But this other side is still yet to be substantiated. It's a prediction. It's not an issue of fact. I mean, you know, these things that are scientific, you know, what good science does is that which is a fact and proven, you know, it is proven and well established, and there's documentation, you know, to that end. And, you know, meanwhile, in between, we just have the conversation, right?
And how is it proven? Because it's reproduced.
Right,
you
it's reproducible.
The same
yes.
thing every
Anywhere.
Time.
Exactly.
And that's how it's proven. It's how gravity is proven. If you drop something, it will fall.
Right.
You know, yes. Drop anything you want, and it will fall.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you violate gravity, it can be painful. And so, in much the same way here, I mean, if that's the case, if we're violating, you know, climate principles, man has a chance to be involved with this in terms of correcting it. Certainly, I think in certain instances, like I was saying to somebody else, you know, I grew up in Southern California. Gosh, I remember as a kid, Scott, you couldn't hardly breathe. I mean, you know, it was just you were choking. I mean, it's kind of like what China's going through right now. And so are there things like that that can be done that will affect the air you breathe? Certainly, I mean.
And how's LA now?
Boy, you can breathe.
Well, exactly. Yeah. When I was a kid, there was the hole in the ozone. Mm-hmm. And they attributed it to aerosol cans. So people...
Yeah, it was women in the hairspray. It was, you know, so we took the hairspray cans away from them, you know, gave them the pump.
Darn 80s. No.
I'm telling you, you know, it's... Well, you know, you got to get that hair up in those bee bonnets and stuff like that. I mean, it takes some time, you know.
But there again, the hole isn't as big. They said that it would never fix itself, and it fixed itself. Mm-hmm. One of the problems with the climate stuff is they're plugging it into a computer program, and they're just putting in numbers, mm-hmm. but they won't tell you what the formula is that they're running.
No.
Why is that?
It's national security.
In what form of science do they not tell you the formula that they're using or the mm-hmm. equations that they're using? Again, it has to be something that can be easily replicated by anyone.
Right.
You know, obviously you have to have the means because, I mean, we all don't have, like, some CERN particle collider or anything like yeah. that. But still, they can reproduce everything that they do there with the, you know, the particle collision and stuff. They can reproduce that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, we can use Trump. Trump's a particle collider.
Well, he's a collider, but...
Maybe not for this purpose. And I was just saying.
I guess his hair is partial particles.
Lordy. Yeah, surely we jest, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, I mean, I'd love to have the answer. I think you would too, Scott, huh?
Definitely. And, I mean, to be fair, Trump's hair has never looked better. I mean, it looks better and better all the time, right?
Well, I'm curious what it's going to look like. I mean, you know, most presidents, they go in, you know, we were talking about this last week. They go in, you know, their hair is pretty, you know, it's colored and all that good stuff. Of course, his is colored anyway. But, you know, what's going to happen after, you know, 4-8 years? You know, how are presidents age in that office? Going to be quite interesting. Of course, probably won't see it because... He uses a little dab of do you. You know what I'm telling you? So it's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more. We're live. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, coming at you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you, and our special guest today is John Legato, a former deep cover FBI special agent and author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John Legato, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill.
Well, John, I'll tell you, a lot of people have been waiting for this conversation that you and I are about to have, because there is so much that the mainstream media has done to kind of upend our perception of the FBI. They've really had their way and colored it, I believe, in a very inappropriate way. What I know, I haven't been an FBI agent like yourself, but my impression has always been is that it's bigger than all these rumors and what the mainstream media would try to make it be.
Yeah, I agree. I watch the same thing and think that we're not political. I mean, we all have ideologies, but they make it sound like we're all leakers and have political agendas. It's just not true. Most of the agents outside of the Beltway just go to work. They could care less who the FBI director is. And I know that might sound, you know, strange, but it's true. I mean, you're too busy to care who's in Washington. So getting rid of Comey did nothing to any investigation that was going on. And it won't have anything to do with the new FBI director.
Did it do anything psychologically to the FBI, the institution of the FBI, that the director was ousted. And as you say, most of the FBI agents, yeah, they have their own political views, but this isn't about politics. They've got a serious job that when you're dealing with issues of life and death, you know, really who cares about politics, right?
Yeah, and I think that most of the James Comey's a good guy. I mean, he's just a good guy. He's a nice guy. But he really went outside our culture on July 5th when he announced that he was recommending no prosecution of Hillary. I mean, we just don't do that. We don't recommend. We're fact finders.
Yes.
So most of the agents that I know, retired guys, and the few active duty guys I know, really were upset with him for putting that stain on our integrity and politicizing us. And that's a consensus.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to imagine when he did that, it really crossed him over. I still question even the responses, you know, today is, how dare he, you know, step in front of the attorney general. I don't think he stepped in front of the attorney general as much as the attorney general. She didn't want to publicly recuse herself. She just took one giant step backwards and let Comey take the bullet, you know, for that team. I mean, there's a big issue about, you know, Trump asking Comey for his loyalty. And it would appear that Comey was pretty loyal to President Obama.
Yeah, first of all, if the attorney general told me to go out and give my recommendation, I said, you know, madam, that's not my job. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring it over our investigative. It's called a prosecutive report. And it doesn't contain, you know, a summary of we feel the person should be indicted. It's just the investigation.
Now, here are the facts.
Yeah, Jack Webb. So when he came out on the 5th, that then put him in a trick bag for having to come back and say, we found new stuff, and then coming back and saying, well, it's not prosecutable again. So once he started that precedent, he went down a bad road.
Mm-hmm. And again, I imagine for the institution itself, and like you say, for most of the agents, you know, it's probably you're watching reality TV play out a little bit there. And for the inner circle, I got to imagine this was a bit disturbing because they're seeing, you know, some integrity of the FBI, as you say, you know, long-term and tenured principles being violated.
Yeah, and then Comey lied. I mean, I know of two lies that which bothered me because he doesn't look or sound like he seems so sincere. But he said that all the agents on that investigation agreed with him, and that's a lie.
Right.
He also said that no prosecutor would take the case, would recommend the case. And that's a lie. I've talked to U.S. attorneys that say they would have loved to take the case.
Right. No, I in fact, right away, I happened to be speaking with a former prosecutor. And I said, would you take the case? He goes, in a heartbeat. He goes, I'm not sure where he came up with this, you know. But again,
he's not an investigator. And he tied the hands. I don't know if you know this, but he tied the hands of the case. Comey. They keep saying he investigated this case, the Hillary case and the counterterrorism. He doesn't investigate. Attorneys do not investigate, and most of them don't know how to investigate. So there's a misconception that Comey, you know, was investigating. You have a case agent on every case. So on the Hillary case, it was, you know, Bill Martinez, you got the ticket.
Right.
And that's you. You're a street agent. You're a brick agent. And you go out and investigate. And having, if my boss ever came to me and said, listen, even though Hillary's guilty of Title 18, which is having an unsecure server with classified material, I want you not to look at intent. I want you to make sure that intent is in this. And I would say, we don't need intent for this particular Title 18. Why are you doing it? Why are you restricting me? I want to enjoin a grand jury. You can't do that. What do you mean I can't do that? That's what I do. That's how the FBI works.
Right, exactly.
I want you to destroy the computers of her aides. What do you mean? Why would we destroy evidence? I mean, so Comey politicized the Bureau, and the agents are, you know, the brick agents are up in arms against him, and there's going to be no sympathy.
With his hearing today, and of course you got Mueller. He already met with Mueller. And the former FBI director gave us a release. He released yesterday kind of his intro. So we have that to go off of. What do you suspect out of today's hearings?
Nothing. I mean, he's going to say what we already know. That, mm-hmm. Like, for example, you know, he said at the meeting, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are hanging their hat on that as, you know, a violation. But if I was the head of a corporation and I hired somebody, that's the first thing I would say.
Of course.
The other thing is, no matter what President Trump said in terms of can we make this go away or something, unless you record that conversation, you cannot tell by the tone and timbre and inflection of what the person meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say, you know, I think President Trump's a great president. Or I can say, I think President Trump's a great president, right?
Right.
And people will hear what they want to hear. They will hear, in one case, I think he's great. In the other case, I'm being sarcastic. So without it, and if Comey just reduced it to a memo, there's no way that he can say that, that he was trying to obstruct.
Mm-hmm.
He can only give his opinion. And President Trump can give his opinion. I think part of the problem is they're not used to a CEO running the country, which is a business. And he shoots from the hip. He's not politically correct, and it's just driving everybody crazy down there.
Well, not to mention, I mean, they knew he was coming, and there's a new sheriff in town. And I mean, he doesn't play by the rules. He's not playing the D.C. Beltway game. He's looking at it, just as you said, as a true CEO, as CEOs would do, is say, all right, well, how much money are we spending here? What's our return on investment? And, you know, right off the bat, they find 17 agencies that are spending billions in duplicative ways. And there's, you know, the left isn't talking to the right. And, oh, yeah, on top of that, John, there's no leader. There's nobody accountable for all this money. I mean, what a violation of... You know, the fiduciary responsibility that you would think our government would have to we the people, right?
Well, how about ripping the blindfold off Lady Justice? We have selective prosecution. You've had, you know, Eric Holder perjure himself under oath. Lois Lerner plead the fifth. I mean, doesn't it? You got the Clinton Foundation, which is basically a continuing criminal enterprise.
Yes.
Doesn't anybody go to jail except, you know, that poor guy that took a picture of a submarine? He's in jail for a year.
He's in jail. Or the guy that got the video on the Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which last time I heard that selling baby parts was an infraction of the law. But no, we'll get the video maker. John Legato. John, we got to have you back to talk about your new book, too, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. SC Johnson is renaming its insect science research centers in Racine, Wisconsin and Shanghai, China to the SC Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health. It is also expanding new research centers, reflecting the company's 60-year leadership in entomological research and longtime commitment to family health. SC Johnson hopes to raise awareness and education in preventing insect-borne diseases such as malaria, dengue, Zika, and West Nile virus for families around the world and while traveling during summer months. SC Johnson is committed to improving quality of life for people all over the world through educational programs and sustainable business solutions to help strengthen at-risk communities in developing countries. Dr. Tom Mascari, entomologist, SC Johnson.
At SC Johnson, we are committed to advancing the sciences of insect biology, physiology, and toxicology. We use this knowledge to help educate families on mosquito bite prevention and awareness of insect-borne illnesses, as we have for the last 60 years.
For more information on how to keep your family protected from mosquitoes, visit scjohnson.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you hear the music, you know what that means. Hey, Steve, well, I got to tell you, I was in the lobby and a theater in Florida and watching a little preview of the Megan Levy movie. And, you know, I'm in the lobby and I'm here, let's all go to the lobby. I had to, a little second take here. I go, where's Evans at, man? You know, he's following me everywhere. Are you stalking me? Hey, speaking of good weekends, here we are, Wonder Woman. Boy, brought some life back to the big screen and the pocketbooks of the theater owners. They're a little bit happier after the weekend before, which was an absolute disaster.
Absolutely. They're feeling pretty good this week. It was a wonderful woman for Wonder Woman, making over $103 million. It was the third biggest opening of 2017, so that one from the DC comic universe is off and running. Captain Underpants, that did fairly well, too, 23.9. Pirates of the Caribbean was number 3. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, number 4. And Baywatch rounding out the top 5. Well, it is another summer weekend, and our summer blockbuster this weekend is The Mummy!
Yes.
Which is interesting from various points of view. You see, this is from what they're calling the Universal Dark Universe. You have Universal Studios. They were looking at Disney with all those Marvel characters from Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Hulk, Wolverine, and looking at Warner Brothers with the DC franchise, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, of course. So they're saying, hey, where is our superhero franchise? So somebody went back through the vault and said, hey, wait a minute here. We have all these iconic horror characters, such as Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, the Invisible Man, Bride of Frankenstein. Why don't we put all these together and come up with something they are calling the Dark Universe? So they've already signed a lot of big-name talent to play some of these roles. Mm-hmm. You have Javier Bardem. He's going to be playing Frankenstein's monster. Johnny Depp has been signed to play the Invisible Man. And, of course, Tom Cruise is playing Nick Morton with The Mummy this weekend, which is the debut film here of this mm-hmm. whole Dark Universe thing. We're going to see these movies being released over over the foreseeable future.
So how do you think that's going to play out, Steve? Well, I mean, a Dark Universe, I mean, you know, from a branding standpoint, I mean, you know, you hear Dark anything and you feel like, maybe
well,
not now.
Upon how yeah. they are done now.
Yeah,
know,
how dark they are, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of these, you take a look at, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, they play these things so tongue-in-cheek that it's really fun to watch. And, it, you know, this, I think, is really kind of the key when you're in this business is to mm-hmm. make them, you know, not to take this stuff too seriously. They're mm-hmm. having a problem with The Mummy because The Mummy is not getting great reviews. Only 27% are recommending this, which...
Would our pieces of his face keep falling off or something?
Well, here is the, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. Well, we have one critic saying this. It's just good enough to keep you curious about what comes next, which is hardly a heartfelt yeah. review.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, she's got a great personality, right?
Yeah. We have,
one of those.
We have Tom Cruise playing this guy by the name of Nick Morton. He's over in Iraq. He's a soldier, but he's really shirking his military duties because he's actually over there pillaging ancient treasures with his buddy. And they call in an airstrike into this one village, which is being overrun by insurgents, and they're in this middle of a big gun battle, which the bomb opens up a tomb which contains you-know-who. So they go down into the tomb, and Nick shoots the chain that is holding the sarcophagus in place, thus unleashing the Dark Universe's first monster, the mummy, and mayhem ensues. Now, like I say, only 27% are recommending this thing, but here's what I'll say. Tom Cruise always goes out of his way to put together an entertaining film. He really pulls out all the stops. So maybe the plot isn't quite what you'd hope, but, you know, you're going to see some special effects. I think you're going to be entertained. 27% recommending The Mummy, the first of many movies to come from Universal's Dark Universe.
You know, you bring up a good point here, Steve-O, and that is, you know, Tom Cruise's ability. I mean, the guy's not a slouch. I mean, you may not necessarily like some of the movies, but what he puts out there, he has been consistent. I mean, how much money has this guy turned? You know, I mean, you talk about a one-man franchise.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying about this. I mean, he plays bigger overseas these days than he does in the States. So mm-hmm. even though this movie, they're saying, will be number two this weekend, making only about $32 million in the States, it's going to play real well overseas, so they think they're going to get their money back.
Here in the United States, see, we know Tom Cruise. He's not that big. But in China, he like a Godzilla.
Yeah. Big news over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? A lot of movie theaters over there, too.
Right, exactly.
Also out, a movie called Megan Levy. I think you've seen this movie.
I saw it. It's really, really touching, and it really, I thought it was a fair... fair presentation of what happens with these military dogs. And here they are, you know, they provide a service. But sometimes I think the military itself has forgotten them and abandoned them.
Great reviews.
You know, and it's really, really well done. Yeah.
It's a tearjerker. So
anytime you have dogs involved, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With a dog in a movie. 87% are recommending this. This is what this is about, based on a true life story, as you were saying, of a young Marine corporal played by Kate Mara, who has this unique bond with her military combat dog. I guess it starts when she's assigned to clean up this canine unit. She identifies this aggressive dog, Rex, given a chance to train him. And over the course of their service, Megan and Rex completed more than 100 missions until an IED explosion injures them, putting their fate in jeopardy. 87% recommending that could be a big movie over the summer because word of mouth is really good on that one.
Yeah.
87%.
Yeah, the other
movie here,
okay,
which looks kind of interesting, is one called It Comes at Night. Now, here's what the press release says about this one. Imagine the end of the world, and now imagine something worse. That's what we're getting with this.
Okay.
This is a horror film following this guy, played by Joel Edgerton, who's really a terrific actor. He learns that evil stalking his family home may only be a prey. prelude to the horrors that come from within that home. You see, they're out there in the middle of nowhere. Some sort of unnatural threat is terrorizing the world, so he's secure within his home. But then this tenuous domestic order that he's established is put to the ultimate test with the arrival of a desperate young family seeking refuge. That's always the case, you know. Somebody shows up at the door and they go, oh, no, don't let him in.
Well, then don't let him in!
And despite the best intentions of both families, paranoia and mistrust boil over as the horrors outside creep ever closer, awakening something hidden and monstrous within. There you go. 87% recommending
him
at night. Yeah, and he's getting good reviews. And then I love Sam Elliott.
Oh, you and me both. Is he just his voice? I mean, was he born with that voice?
I'm sure he was.
I mean,
great. Well, anyway, this is the perfect role for this guy. He plays a guy by the name of Lee Hayden, who's this aging Western movie icon with this golden voice, of course.
Perfect.
His best performances are decades behind him. He spends his days reliving old glories and smoking too much weed with his former co-star, until this surprise cancer diagnosis brings his priorities into sharp focus. So he soon strikes up an exciting, contentious relationship with a stand-up comic, Charlotte, and he attempts to reconnect with his estranged daughter, all the while searching for that one final role which will cement his legacy. The great Sam Elliott in The Hero, 73% recommending. This is a movie that was up at Sundance, and everybody says it's terrific.
Sounds like a lot of fun. That's good.
It does.
Yeah.
Then a movie called Beatrice at Dinner. And this is great because of the two two stars in this. We have Salma Hayek and John Lithgow. Mm. Now, Salma plays Beatrice, this immigrant from a poor town in Mexico. She's drawn on her innate kindness to build a career as a health practitioner in Los Angeles. And then this character by the name of Doug Strutt, played by John Lithgow, who is a cutthroat, self-satisfied billionaire. So when these two opposites meet at a dinner party, their worlds collide, and neither will ever be the same again. 81% recommending this one. That looks really good, mainly because these are two great talents.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right. 81% recommending Beatrice at Dinner. And then speaking of great talents, we have Rachel Weisz in a movie called My Cousin Rachel, this is about a young Englishman plotting revenge against his mysterious, beautiful cousin, believing that she murdered his guardian. This is a period piece. But his feelings become complicated as he finds himself falling under her beguiling spell and falling victim to her charms.
Yes.
75% recommending My Cousin Rachel out this weekend.
See, that's never happened to any one of us. We don't know about that kind of stuff. So we might have to see the movie and have somebody explain it to us, right?
I think, with Rachel Weisz involved, I might be...
I'm beguiled just with a poster. Are you kidding me?
It's true.
Yeah.
And then finally, a strange documentary called Dawson City, Frozen Time. This is a crazy story. Dawson City was up in the Klondike. It's part of the Klondike Gold Rush back in 1896. And they had this movie theater up there that would show silent films in the 1910s and 1920s. And because it was so far away, they couldn't ship them back. It was too expensive to ship them back home. So they buried them, and they discovered all these old films in 78. They've been restored. It's kind of an interesting thing to look at. Dawson City, Frozen Time, out this weekend.
So they couldn't send them back, so they just buried them?
Yeah, it was part of a landfill, so they just threw them in this landfill, and they uncovered them, and now they have they've restored a lot of them, and all this stuff that was been frozen in time. It's
really interesting thing. How much fun is that going to be? I got to tell you. Hey, well, we got lots of choices, you know, from The Mummy on down to documentaries, a little bit in between, and of course, a canine movie that you can watch with Megan Levy. And like I said, bring plenty of tissue because there are some sensitive moments there. Steve, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.